Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. It is December, and we can't wait to celebrate Christmas with you. I don't know about you, but I could use a little joy, a little celebration, and what better way to be able to do that than through Christmas itself. And so I want to invite you to swing by the website, christmasinsugarhill.com, christmasinsugarhill.com, and you'll see all the things that are coming up, just some intentional ways to not miss the significance of this season. Because that really is my fear. My fear is that there would be people that miss this most important day on the planet. A few years ago, there was the movie called Christmas with the Cranks, and it's a little bit stressful to watch, but a lot of fun once you get into it. But it's about a couple that literally wanted to skip Christmas. And then several years ago, probably, I don't know, 2 decades ago, I read a little book around that same idea of the people that miss Christmas. And so I want to invite you, don't miss it. Don't miss the significance of what Christmas is all about. In fact, did you know that in the first century, when Jesus was born on this earth, there were people that were close to the action that actually missed it? And so what I want to do today is I want to describe 4 groups of people that, if we're not careful, will be like them and will miss this important occasion. The first one that we read about is the innkeeper. His story is found in Luke chapter 2, where Mary and Joseph show up and there's no room for Jesus. There's no room for them in the inn. And the Bible says that when she gave birth, she actually wrapped him in cloths and she placed him in a manger. Why? Because there's no room for them in the inn. So there's an innkeeper. There's this guy that was busy. There's this guy that had to turn them away. There's this guy that missed the expected Messiah being born. Why? Because he was just so busy. So reason number one that we might miss it is because of busyness. But the second person in the New Testament account of Christmas that missed it was King Herod. In fact, if you were to look in Matthew chapter 2 in the verse 8 verses, here's this guy that has incredible power, but in his heart he still felt, well, he felt threatened. He felt threatened by this little baby. He wasn't ignorant. He was well-informed. He pretended to be interested in Jesus. But if you look at those first 8 verses of Matthew 2, what you find out is that Herod missed Christmas, not because of busyness, but because of fear. He felt threatened by this baby that they were calling the King of the Jews. The third group of people that missed that very first Christmas wasn't just the innkeeper, and it wasn't just King Herod, but it was the religious leaders of the day. Again, if you read in Matthew 2, these religious leaders, these scribes, they knew exactly where Jesus was to be born. They had been looking for years and years and years for the coming Messiah, but they totally missed the significance of that moment because of indifference. They just weren't moved by it. And the fourth group of people were the people that actually lived in Jerusalem. The entire city missed this momentous occasion. They had been told by the shepherds that Jesus is being born, and yet they missed this event because they already had a comfortable religion. They didn't see any need for it. So think about that. An innkeeper that's too busy, a king that is full of fear, religious leaders that are just a little too indifferent, and the people of the city that missed the event because they had a comfortable, predictable religion. How tragic to be so close to the birth of Jesus and yet totally miss it. And so I want to encourage you to think about those 4 things. Busyness, fear, indifference, and religion. Busyness, fear, indifference, and religion. And ask yourself, are there any elements of this that are creeping into your life? Is there the sense of busyness that you don't have the space to pause and be grateful? Is there a sense of fear of the unknown or the uncertainty of the world we live in? Is there indifference where you just don't feel like you need it? You just don't need what Jesus has to offer? Or could it be because of religion? You've got some ritual, you've got some rules, but you might be missing a relationship. My friend, my hope is that you won't miss it, that I won't miss it, that we won't miss the significance of God himself breaking into human history, coming as a baby that would one day die for our sins. Well, today, I hope this encourages you to pause, to do some self-introspection and ask yourself, are you ready? Are you ready to experience all Christ has for you this Christmas? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.